cliffcentral.com.
It's got to be great being this guy, huh? So this week, he has this great plan. You know, you're sending rockets into space?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what we need.
Yes, it is.
Well, he's got this plan now. There'll be a passenger pod onto all these rockets. So if you think that flying from New York to London is going to be expensive, think again. Elon's got a plan.
Right.
So while this rocket goes to Mars, what's going to happen is that you'll be jettisoned off at a certain trajectory. So now this pod will then go beautifully from New York into London in like an hour.
Oh.
And because all the money's being spent on the rocket anyway going up, this will be like petty cash on the side for this pod to happen. On what, like, what does this guy smoke?
In that same history class, there'll be a montage of media outlets of people saying that he could never do it. And Ben's little soundbite will be there. Because Elon says he can do it, he can bloody do it.
But this is
and
the thing, though,
the reason we need to send people into space, as opposed to awesome robots, which we must do as well, is because when they did the whole moon mission, for the next 10 years, America's uptake of academic science, people wanting to study and work in the fields of science, was like... It exponentially increased. And as we started sending fewer and fewer people into space and not going to the moon anymore and all of that, kids no longer were inspired to want to be science. Now they want to be Paris Jackson. So sending heroes into space and bringing them back home safely with the occasional martyr actually makes people go and learn more science.
Cool, that's wonderful. And I agree with you, and that's a wonderful compliment to what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that Elon can say whatever he wants. He can pull a Paris Jackson at any stage and go,
and people think he's,
well, what we're going
to
do,
he has the right to, whereas Paris doesn't, because he invented electric cars and solar city.
He's pulling the piss. That's like saying, and for my next trick, after turning the wine into water, I'm now going to invent Pepsi from my toenail. And they're going to go like, oh,
but he will.
Elon, you've done
if
it again.
If you can.
Isn't,
it's but not a trick. He does it. He lands these rockets. He sends them into space at a tenth of the price of NASA and then lands them and uses them again.
We
what did you
know,
do last year?
We all know you're Jack of Zuckerberg in a second. But Gord,
what did you do
Gord,
last year?
But Gord, we can indulge us to a point.
Let's just simplify.
Yeah, no. We can indulge us to a point. I think he's taking it too far. It's like Paris Jackson was indulged to the point where, okay, we'll give you celebrity status despite the fact that you came from someone's ball sack.
You're,
that was
taking, you're taking it too far, Elon.
But
it's
now,
like the time we told Mahatma, you've done enough good, Mahatma. It's enough now.
Well,
it's getting
that
tedious.
Racist out of it. Gord, we're talking about Elon because this is what happens when you're really rich and powerful and everyone laps everything up that you say. You
he's
start to
doing
lie.
The shit that he says he's going to
right,
do.
Both of you, I'm calling order on this. It's getting bizarre.
And what has he done?
Hold on.
Dude, what has he done?
Whoa! Did you hear that Harvey Weinstein, the famous Hollywood producer, is a major sex pest?
Of course he is, because people lap up, people overindulge him. Again, it goes back to my point. He's got lots of money.
Ben is going
to
use everything. Watch, if
people
I talk about...
People don't overindulge Elon because he has lots of money.
If I talk about Pokemon, Ben's going to use it to strengthen his Elon Musk argument.
Pokemon's great. They indulge Elon Musk because he does amazing shit and then does more amazing shit.
Yes, but he takes it to that next level. It's
but
like
that's what we need.
But it's like if a homeless person comes to your house and says...
Garrett's looking at his watch.
No, Gord. If a homeless person comes into your house and they go, oh, my plight is really horrible. And you go, you know what? I care for you. Your plight, and then before you know it, he's sleeping with your wife and changing the TV channels.
That is the worst analogy ever. He's not. That is the worst analogy ever. How's he harming you by fixing the world, like by coming up with solutions to travel and renewable energy and space?
In the battle of Musk versus Zuckerberg,
this is how you like people, Ben. This is how you like people, Ben. That's why these WhatsApps come in the way that they do.
But now you're just shouting over me because what you fell into, I have nothing against Elon Musk. I just feel he's pulling the purse to try hook up with better looking women. And he's going, well, guys, then the frogs are going to talk and then we'll never have to have cashiers in supermarkets. And they'll go, Elon, you've done it again.
This is it, dude.
All right. CliffCentral.com.